You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Somebody chatted with us, I don't know, it was a few days ago on the show, and they were talking about the phrase that they used was, when it comes to disciplining children, was punishment fit the crime. And we kicked around with that for just a few seconds, and then we thought maybe we need to make that more of a larger segment on our show. Like, what are the unusual slash unique,
yeah,
and funny ways,
yeah,
that parents have disciplined their kids?
To kind of just get back at them, there's been a ton of messages coming in. I mean, besides your traditional like grounding or taking something away, I'll give you a real quick example, and then Dom, I want you to tell your story about that woman you were dating and what she did with her daughter's door. I think it's okay. One of the greatest stories of all time. Where's the one about the fork? Here it is. Kimmy. Kimmy wrote in and said, my little brother was always being a jerk and bending forks back so badly you couldn't eat with him anymore. He bent them all the way in half, she says. So finally, her mom got fed up with this, and she forced the little brother to use only one fork for dinner for months, and it was one of the forks that was folded in half. I have a picture somewhere of it, and that's Kimmy. So mom just got fed up with this kid doing it and said, you're not getting any more forks. You're getting this fork that's bent in half for the next month. Try to eat with that. And it got him to stop, apparently. So that's pretty good. That's a good punishment, right?
So he was forked.
He was forked. Forked big time. Big time.
Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Tell the door story.
The story you're talking about is there was somebody that I dated for several years. Super sweet lady. And I went by her house one day, and the door to her oldest daughter's bedroom was gone. The bedroom just had a big open space. There was no door there anymore.
Hey, what happened?
And I said, did the door break? Do you need some help with something? She goes, no, it didn't break. She goes, she got all sassy with me. The daughter at the time was, I want to say, 13. I think 13. Got all sassy and went in her room and slammed the door as hard as she could.
Yeah.
And so mom, very quietly, didn't make a sound, didn't raise her voice, nothing. Went out to the garage, got a hammer, a screwdriver, came back, undid all the hinges on the door. Mm-hmm.
Pulled the pins out of them.
Pulled the pins out, lifted that door off, took it down to the basement. So now the 13-year-old has no door to her room.
Oh, my God.
And mom, I'm going to tell you a funny story. That was when she was about 13. When she graduated from high school, there was still no door on her room.
That'll teach you to slam the door in this house.
She went 5 years with no door.
That's
on her
good
room.
That is commitment right there. That is commitment.
And I remember asking about it later. I go, are you still punishing her? She goes, no, just nobody. She doesn't care anymore. And there's been...
just nobody got around to doing it.
Nobody got around to doing it. It wasn't like a continued punishment. It was just, meh, it's off now. We're just going
to
leave
it off. I'm used
to
it, so be it. But that's a good punishment.
But I had this visual of her going quietly and getting all that stuff, taking the pins out and carrying the
door
down to
the basement. That's the best part, just being all calm about it. Like, you're not going to faze me. I'll just ruin your life here for a little while.
Her daughter sat on her bed the whole time with her mouth gaped open like, what is happening?
Solid parent move, man. It's one of my favorite stories. Absolutely love it.
Judy from Arvada said, my brother had to sleep with the trash for a week because he didn't get it taken out on trash day.
Yes. She says something about her dad was serious or something in that text, didn't she?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Janice said,
sleep with the trash.
Use the bag as a pillow. Janice says, we had just gotten a new puppy when my son was caught stealing a Snickers bar. He was 11. We took his puppy and gave it to my sister to raise for 6 months. She loved the dog anyway. Because of his hijinks, he missed out on the fun little puppy stage of his new dog. Burn town. And then I got a few more, but I'll just give you one. Jennifer says, my kids would not stop fighting with each other before a road trip once. So I took all the fun road trip food they had packed for the long trip and replaced it all with celery, carrots, and water. That's all they could have for the 11-hour drive. This is Jennifer. That's solid parent move again.
That seems cruel.
You're still feeding them, but they're getting celery.
Melissa says, my mom used to make us do push-ups when we were in trouble. the level of punishment was reflected through the number of push-ups. So you get punished and you get into good shape all
That's
at
right.
the same time.
You'll be jacked.
Which is really good. And then I'm going to do one more before we actually go to the phones, because it's about phones. An evil Heather from Brighton says, when our daughter got in trouble in high school with her smartphone, we happen to have an old flip phone in our file cabinet, so we switched it out for several months. All she could do was talk and T9 text.
Yeah.
That's great.
Let me give you one more phone one. Danielle says, I like to take their chargers away from them so they slowly watch their devices die, unable to do anything. And then she wrote, evil laugh.
That's fantastic.
Also very good.
All right, let's do a couple of calls. Let me just say that we have several coming in that are talking about taking doors off rooms. We've covered that, so that's cool. We got that one done. We can't do that one. Here's Donna. Donna, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Donna.
We're great. So what's the unusual / bizarre punishment?
So before we went to school, my mom had always made sure, you know, beds had to be made, room had to be cleaned. So my sister and I have a twin sister. We just kind of shoved things under the bed, shoved things under the cushions, went to school. Came home to every piece of clothing on the floor, dresser overturned.
Oh, no.
Bed pulled
apart.
You're
like, Mom, we've been robbed.
Yeah, and she said, get it cleaned up and put away right. And I never want you to leave the house again without making your beds and cleaning your room.
Your mom just—it sounds like she snapped. She sounds like she just snapped.
we're two of six kids, so I'm sure we drove her.
She snapped. She's like, down goes this dresser. Clean up your crap.
I think Jeremy's right. I wish we had video of that. Like, her in that room.
Flip out mode.
Ah, Donna, yes. That's a great call. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You guys too.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Here comes Holly. Holly, what's the story?
Hi. Well, I was about 10 years old, and I found the closet that had all the Christmas gifts in it.
Ooh.
And showed my 5-year-old brother, and he ratted me out to the parents. So Christmas was then canceled. All the decorations came down, tree came down, put away. It's about 3 days before Christmas. Being 10 years old, I was pretty distraught, learned my lesson, but I was so upset that I actually found an A-frame ladder. I put it in my bedroom. I had a thin green blanket. I draped it over the top of it, and I put all my poked all my earrings through it as decorations. And
oh, you made your own little tree. I think the fatal flaw is your brother, your goofy brother, who ratted you out, Holly.
I know. Well, he was 5, and you know,
yeah, that was your flaw.
My bad.
That's your bad.
My bad.
Yep.
Holly, thank you for the call. You have
Thanks, Holly. Have a good day.
Thank you for being on the show.
Wendy wrote in and said, my dad got a truckload of dirt and dumped it in the backyard and made me and my brother shovel it and move it to the other side of the yard. When we finally finished, he made us move it back. It took all summer. I want to know what she did to deserve that.
Oh, that is great. That's like, what was the old Cool Hand Luke movie where the prisoners have to dig a hole, spend all day out in the hot sun digging a hole, then they have to fill it in.
That's punishment.
Then they
got to
dig it out again. Then they got to fill it in again.
Oh, brutal.
This is from T. When I was 9 years old, my dad caught me taking a scoop of Cool Whip with my finger out of the tub that we had in the fridge. As punishment, he made me finish off the entire container. And then wear the container on my head like a crown for the rest of the day.
Dad.
He even made me answer the door while still wearing it when my friends came over to ask if I could play outside. I was mortified.
That's a nickname. The nickname Cool Whip, and that would stick for the rest of your life. Hey, Cool Whip.
Oh, let's see. Do
Missy,
we want to do one more call?
Sure. Missy, yeah, Josh said yes, but Missy real quick said my parents just turned off the power to our bedroom.
Oh, yeah, you can just go to the breaker box.
Click. Turn it off.
I never thought of that.
That's really good, too.
That's really cool. Here comes Chris. Yeah. Chris, what's the story?
My brother got in trouble and he got grounded. And as he was walking away from my mom, he said, fine, go ahead and ground me. That's where all my stuff is at in my room. Mm. So when he went to school, my mom went in and cleaned everything out of his room.
Yep.
Posters, dressers. All that was left in his room was a pillow and a blanket.
Burn. Boom. Mic drop. Guess who won that round?
That's right.
Mom's rule.
Mom's rule. Kids drool.
Oh, Chris, that makes me laugh. Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
You know, maybe the best thing about all this is it's giving so many parents ideas, too.
Somebody did text in and say that. They say, keep rolling with this. It's giving me ideas.